Warriors-Rockets Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals, a battle of wills at Oracle Arena with Stephen Curry fueling the attack against the Rockets. He had six trays en route to 28 points on the night. Kevin Durant added 27 points and 12 rebounds, but the Rockets even the series at 2-2 with the 95-92 win. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
I thought we made that great push in the third, but we weren't really able to make many subs. We were going well, so we didn't want to disrupt our rhythm, but our normal sub pattern obviously was skewed anyway with Andre's absence, but I felt like in the fourth quarter, we just ran out of gas. We scored 12 points. Tried to buy a little bit of rest for our guys, but they just outplayed us in the fourth, and they earned it.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. What was kind of your vantage point on that final scramble play when KD's pushing it up court, and did you ever think of taking a timeout when Clay was trapped?
Yeah, I didn't. Well, I wanted the timeout. Draymond was trying to call one around, 4 seconds once he got trapped. And at that point, officials weren't looking. And they're not going to look down at our bench. So I saw Draymond trying to call it, and I was hoping they'd give it to us. But, we didn't get it. But I'm always a proponent of pushing the ball off of a miss rather than taking a timeout, letting the defense get set up. So I thought we would get a better shot in transition. That's why I let him play.
Nate Duncan, Dunked On Podcast. Coach, you rotated through that fifth spot quite a few times in the fourth quarter, going from Bell to Looney, back to Bell, then Looney, and finally Livingston for the last 40 seconds. What was your thought process as you were kind of rotating those guys in and out?
Well, we're trying to get stops, obviously. Biggest thing is, get a defensive stop, and then we can run. And so Looney and Jordan Bell are our most mobile bigs along with Draymond. So we were kind of going back and forth between the two of them so that we could continue to get stops, but we just couldn't score at the other end.
Steve, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Draymond and Kevin both played minutes highs for the season and the playoffs tonight. The 12 points and the fatigue in the fourth quarter, what exactly did you see that made you realize you guys were out of gas?
Just fatigue. You just said it. We scored 12 points, so it's not like we were getting great shots either. This game was sort of trench warfare. It was just everybody grinding it out. A lot of isolation. I guess this is the modern NBA. the only way you can do this and win is you have to have great one-on-one players. You got to have great defenders, two-way guys, and we do, and they do, and so it just becomes a one-on-one battle with all the switching. And they did a great job of it, and we give them credit.
Steve, straight ahead, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat, a few rows back, straight ahead. You've referred to Iguodala as your babysitter. Were there some times tonight when you could have used his stabilizing influence on the court?
Oh, of course. But, he didn't play, so it didn't matter. I felt like early in the game we had a chance to really make some hay. And I think it was 12-0. We started turning it over and fouling, and it was disappointing because I felt like we could have really stretched the lead, and we sent them to the line over and over again in that first half, second quarter especially, and a lot of turnovers, 10 turnovers in the first half, and I thought that allowed them to hang around, and then they got their confidence, made a lot of free throws, got the lead at halftime, and then it was a slog from there.
Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. Regarding the fatigue theme, how much do you think that also applied to Steph's disparity with his shooting in the third and the fourth?
I don't know. I mean, it's tough out there. I mean, they shot 39%. We shot 39%. So it's not like in a game like that, anybody was out there lighting it up. Chris Paul hit some big ones, obviously, in the fourth quarter. But we did some good things defensively. We got to do better offensively.
Steve, Tim Kawakami, The Athletic, over here. You did play Steph, Kevin, Clay and Draymond the entire third quarter. He said they were going well. Did you know when they were doing it, what am I going to do in the fourth quarter here when you're playing all those guys?
Yeah, we knew we were just going to try to buy 2 minutes each for Kevin and Steph and Clay. And we actually tried to make a sub with about 2 minutes left. We sent Sean and Nick up there, but there was no stoppage, and I didn't want to use a timeout. I had already used my extra timeout. So we let the fourth play out, and, you know, we were in great shape going in – or the third, I should say. We let the third play out, and we were in great shape with a 10-point lead, but couldn't finish it.
Art Spander, when you get a team starts off like this, 12-0, 10-0, is there any danger that they get a little too confident, relaxed at all? All of a sudden, it looks like, oh, the Warriors are going to run away, and they don't.
Well, that's why I called the timeout, you know, when it was 12-0, and we committed a careless turnover. So I called the timeout to make sure we were locked in and focused. But Houston did a good job of kind of hanging in there in the first quarter, and then they dominated that second quarter, and that changed the game.
Anthony Slater with The Athletic. You know, there'll be a lot of talk about the blown lead in the fourth, but how killer was the final maybe 6 minutes of the second quarter? Steph gets the third foul, and they close really hard.
Yeah, that was a big stretch of the game. The foul trouble for Steph, and then the turnovers. It seemed like we had about three turnovers in a row late second, and that really gave them a boost and changed the game.
Melissa Roland Berry in News Group. Obviously, Clay returned to the game, but how's he doing? How's his knee?
I think he's okay. I haven't talked to him since the game ended, but he came back out and battled, and he was fighting out there.
Mark Spears, the undefeated. Steve, what do you think about the focus overall in a game, and is this one of those things where you look back at the film and kick yourself about a lot of plays?
I haven't watched the film yet. I'm sure we will look at the film and kick ourselves, but. You know, look, this is a great team we're playing. They won 65 games for a reason, and they played a great game. Their defense and their physicality made a difference, and they deserve the credit, and we got to turn around and try to play better next game.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Steve, you just mentioned their defense and their physicality. Was it that much different tonight than it was in the first three games? Because it looked like they really ramped it up.
Yeah, they did. They got better defensively, I thought. They fought and scrambled every play. That's why I'm praising their defense. I'm praising them for their effort. You know, they're doing all the switching, and switching can be complicated, and you've got to try to force them to make some mistakes. And I don't think we did a good enough job of moving and creating enough opportunities for them to make mistakes. I thought we just settled for a lot of ISO at the top, and we didn't make them make enough decisions defensively. So that hurt us.
And now this series shifts back to Houston for Game 5 on Thursday night at the Toyota Center and all throughout this Western Conference Finals series. For extended coverage, there are several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.